Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
So your girlfriend's a racist.
Yeah, for those of you that listened to the last episode, we had Aldi on the show, and it was interesting. And I'd like to, for those of you that did listen, I'd like to thank you for listening. And hopefully you weren't too offended, because if you were, I personally think you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about certain things in a drunken manner, but...
Yeah, I think Aldi's hilarious. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, fuck you. It was a bonus episode anyway. You get two episodes this week, so...
Yeah.
Deal
with it.
But for the record, yeah, Aldi is not a racist. She said a couple of things in the last show that, kind of out of context, since you don't really have any idea who Aldi is. It was the first time you'd ever heard her talking.
Yeah, for all you know, she could come off as a real racist.
And she was
racist.
Wasted, so she didn't even bother trying to explain herself.
There's no way.
She's that talking about...
That was not going to happen.
Niglets, and how she doesn't like Mexicans.
And faggots, and all kinds of
faggots.
Shit.
Faggot came up a lot.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like cripples and retards.
Faggot is Aldi's favorite word.
Yes, she does like, well, fags. She fags. Really likes fags. And every time she says fags, I imagine it's spelled with a Z.
Yeah. But for the record, when she talks about this stuff, she's not actually racist. She doesn't hate, you know, retards or homosexuals. She's just joking around. And we'd like to clarify, and hopefully you can we can give you some idea, you know, of...
I kind of feel like a douchebag even explaining it, because if you really don't get it, I don't even know why you're still listening.
That's true.
It's kind of the same as when I said black people are like cats because they can't taste things. Obviously, I don't actually mean that black people can't taste things.
Obviously.
It's ridiculous, and that's why it's funny.
You'd have to be someone we would really not like if you really were offended by that and didn't and couldn't, you know, come to the conclusion that we were joking.
I enjoy a little bit of racist humor every now and again.
As do I.
And certain people, I think, don't understand that if somebody tells a racist joke and you laugh at it, you find it genuinely funny, it's not...
It's not because you're racist.
It's not because you're like, yeah, that's fucking true.
Right on, brother.
What was the joke you referenced earlier today? It was something about, what do you... I don't know how to phrase it. It's like, what do you call it when you see your... What's happening when you see your TV float by you in the middle of the night or something like that?
Yeah, what do you say when you see your TV floating across the living room in the middle of the night?
What's the punchline? Like, drop it,
nigga.
Drop it, nigga. Drop it, nigga.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Because they're dark and it's dark and you Get can't it? See them. So all you can see is the TV. Ha, 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 ha. And actually, that one, in a sense, almost is true.
It's true.
I mean... If a black person was stealing your TV and it was really dark and maybe you had slightly bad eyes, maybe it would look like your TV was floating across the room.
Yeah, there's been times when we've taken photos, you know, of us out at the bar or whatever. And we've had, you know, black friends with us partying and we go to upload the photos and tag them. I don't know if you've
done
it,
but...
Yeah,
you can see are eyes and teeth because it's a dark
bar. You tend
bar
to miss
and the flash
tagging,
doesn't quite
you know,
get everything.
You miss tagging, you know, the real dark friend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the offensive part of the joke is actually that it's a black person stealing a TV because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But it's like watching Beavis and Butthead. I remember back in the day when I was a kid and we would watch Beavis and Butthead, every once in a while it seemed like every other week you're hearing about some kid that burned his house down because he was watching Beavis and Butthead and they're like fire.
Laid down the road.
And it's laid down in the road because they're fucking idiots and they missed the point. It was a cartoon on TV, and they're idiots, and they knew it was supposed to be funny, so they were laughing at it, but they didn't get it.
They didn't get it.
The whole point of that show was that these guys are fucking stupid.
And that's why it's funny.
And everything
funny,
they do is stupid, and that's why it's funny.
But if you miss the point...
Yeah, if you miss the point, then you end up laying in the middle of the road or burning your house down, and you're an idiot.
And you're no different, you know, if you're offended.
The point for me, and I think for most people, nowadays at least, when you're telling racist jokes, is that it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why it's funny, because you're not stuff you're not supposed to say, and half the time it's just outlandish. Like, what's the difference between a Jew and a... what's the difference between a Jew and a pizza? Pizzas don't scream in the oven? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts.
I've heard that one.
It's just... And it's funny. And it's not funny because, ha ha, Jews are dumb and they should be burned.
Yeah. It's not because we hate Jews.
I don't even really know how to explain it any better than
It's tough, yeah. You're either a douchebag and you don't get it and you take it literally and you get offended for some fucked up reason, or you know, you're like us and you laugh about it and have a good time.
And another point, I know I already said that the reason the jokes are funny isn't because they're true, but to a certain extent, when you're talking about stereotypes and a lot of the jokes play on stereotypes,
yeah,
they're not universally true. That's what makes them a stereotype, but they do come from somewhere. I mean, stereotypes, for the most part, are not just made up.
Yeah.
Like, people don't go around saying shit like, all black people love Christmas trees. Like, that's ridiculous. But when you say something like, black people like fried chicken.
Yeah, and watermelon and Newports.
Of course, there are black people who don't like fried chicken. But I can almost guarantee you, if you go up to a black person and say, hey, you want some fried chicken?
Yeah, chances are.
If you're a white dude, they're probably going to be offended at first because they know it's racist somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
But I can almost guarantee you that if they're hungry at all, they probably could go for some fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Yeah,
fried
me
chicken's
too.
Fucking good. So's watermelon. And I was working at a 7-Eleven once and a big black dude came in and he came up to the counter and he said, what kind of cigarettes do black people smoke? I had to look at him for a minute because I was like, is this a trick? Is this some kind of a test?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I was just like, and he said, I don't smoke. It's for somebody else. And they just told me to get them cigarettes and I don't know what they want.
Oh, man.
So I looked at him and I said, very matter of factly, well, yeah, usually Newports. And it's true. Obviously, every black person who smokes doesn't smoke Newports.
But most of them do. So.
If you work at a 7-Eleven like I did, you see it all the fucking time.
Yeah, we have they firsthand
do.
Experience.
That doesn't come out of nowhere. That's true. And it's like black. It works the other way around. Black comedians talking about making jokes about white people. Oh, white people have no rhythm. White people can't dance. White people walk like they got a stick up their ass.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not universally true, but
they're not
making it
up.
They've seen people walking around like they got a stick up their ass.
Yeah, you see, if you've gone to a wedding, shit, see all your aunts and uncles dancing.
And I'm not offended because I've seen it too. I know it's true.
Oh, fuck.
I'd like to think I don't walk around like that, but I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, and chances are if you're, you know, talking about a homeless person and they get a few bucks together, what do you think they're going to buy? The cheap, you know, deucers, double deucers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just because they're cheap.
If you give a homeless person money, they're just going to buy booze.
Yeah.
That's kind of a stereotype.
Yeah.
But it's also fucking true most
not
of the time.
Not all of them drink.
Not all of them drink.
But most of them do.
But a lot of them, that's probably how they ended up fucking homeless.
Yeah.
They got a horrible fucking drinking problem. Like, back to the black people talking about white people. If you heard somebody who sounded like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Chances are
they're talking about a white dude.
That's going to be a white dude. If you just heard the voice, that's probably a white dude. That's not to say that there aren't any black people who sound like fucking, I don't even know what to call that. Fags. To quote Aldi.
But yeah, they'll do the white guy impression. Hi, hello. I am a white dude.
I met a supposedly black dude on Skype once, and he sounded white. And I know that's a racist thing to say. What do white people sound like? What do black people sound like? They don't all sound the same. But he sounded white. And it's like an accent.
Yeah.
And he got so offended when I...
No fucking
and
way.
I was
Are
you doing,
serious?
I was doing it on purpose. When he told me he was black,
yeah,
I was like, okay, you're black. But on purpose, just to fuck with him, I kept saying, no, you're not. No, you're not. And he sent me a picture and I said, that's not you. That's not you. It doesn't match the voice. No, it's not you. So that guy's a living example, living proof that, you know, the stereotypes aren't all true, but they come from somewhere.
Yep.
And like statistically speaking, last I looked at the statistics, which was a while ago, admittedly, and I don't know the actual numbers anymore, but statistically speaking, there are more violent crimes committed by black people than there are by white people. Now, I'm not saying that's because they're black. And that could be for all kinds of social reasons, you know, all kinds of, you know, it's
Absolutely.
A nature versus nurture thing. And I have a feeling it's primarily nurture.
Yes.
But it's still the case that the majority of violent crimes are committed by black people. And if you want to make a joke about that, I don't have a problem with it. Like, that kind of goes back to the TV joke. Like, black people
yep.
commit crimes. Ha ha ha.
Yep.
Well, they do. Not all of them. But that's true of fucking everything. You can't say all of anybody does anything. Unless you mean, like, breathes.
Yeah, Aldi and I, and you know, we have black friends. We hang out with them.
Sure.
But when Aldi, she works with these friends, and they joke around all the time. And an example would be one of them would say, oh, I got a new car. And Aldi would be like, oh, really? Did you steal it? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, ha, I get it. And they laugh about it. Because black people steal.
And then, you know, they'll poke back at her. And it's all in good fun. Because they don't take it literally. They understand it's just a joke.
Yeah. Aldi's actually probably stolen more shit than her black friends have.
That's true. Shit.
But it's a joke. It's a fucking joke. And it comes from somewhere.
Yeah. What's another example? One of them that I think really pisses people off is when people make fun of 9/11. Remember that costume we saw online of that guy in, like, the styrofoam towers, and he had like cotton balls coming out the side?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was kind of funny. I'm not going to like be like, yeah, that's what you get. You know, it was kind of funny.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, what was it? Like thousands of people died in that attack. Of course, that's a tragedy. That's horrible. And I don't want to... can't think of the right words, because I want to say I don't want to make light of it, but I kind of do want to make light of it. That's not really what I mean.
I think I know where you're going.
I don't disrespect those people, or I don't intend to.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, you can make jokes about anything.
Absolutely.
That's the great thing about jokes, is that you can make anything funny. And personally, I find jokes about things that you're not supposed to make jokes about even funnier.
Even funnier, yeah.
So anybody who was making a 9/11 joke like a month later, it was like my fucking hero. You could buy t-shirts online, and I really wanted to, but I was kind of afraid for my own security.
Yeah.
But you could buy t-shirts online that said, it was like the I Heart New York shirts, I Love New York. But instead of that, it was I
plane,
and then a little red plane,
I New York. New York.
I really wanted one of those. Because
we were going to New York and Kyle was going to buy it and wear it.
I really
New York.
Wanted to, but I was afraid that I'd get,
you'd
like,
get so
stabbed
much
in
shit.
An alley
yeah.
or something. And we did a lot of walking around at night.
And it's not so much that people
nobody'd
would
ever
give
find
you shit.
Me.
Yeah, you'd have to be afraid for your life at that point. Because people are unpredictable when they get, you know, those emotions riling up because they're so offended and pissed off. You don't know what they're capable of. They could fucking stab you, like you said. You don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't think of anything about myself. Something that's happened to me or something that I care about, that if you made a joke about it and the joke was legitimately structured in a way that it's funny,
yeah,
that I would be offended.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of anything that you could offend me by making a joke about.
Same here. Yeah.
Even if I like got raped last week and you made a joke about it, like this week, I would probably laugh if it was a funny joke.
I'd feel like an asshole making funny for that, but you know, it'd be in the back of my mind.
Like, we have a friend, and one of our other friends, her mother had just lost a thumb or something in some kind of accident.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend said, well, at least there's less of her to watch or something like that.
Yeah.
I might be misquoting him.
Because, yeah, she lived with her mom. She had to keep an eye on
her. And if it had been me, I would have thought that was funny.
But she was offended. Oh, she was pissed.
I don't know how to relate to those kind of people. And if you are one of those kind of people, if you are easily offended, or I guess it's not even easily offended, because I guess I see how that's
all,
sensitive
really.
Material. But
yeah.
if you're offended by jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking
specific.
About bad jokes. There are bad jokes. Jokes that just aren't funny. And I can see being offended by that because, like, you're wasting my time with your bad jokes. But if you're offended by jokes, then you're listening to the wrong podcast. I'm not saying we tell a lot of jokes, but we're bound to offend you at some point. If we haven't already, if you've listened this far and you haven't been offended and you later become offended by something else.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Like, it took you this long. We've made
fun. I'd have more of a problem with that than if someone was offended, like, right off the bat. Okay.
We've made fun of retards and people of all different races and homosexuals. And, like, and all of a sudden you're offended because I touched on some topic that you're sensitive about.
That's another thing I think a lot of people do. Like Aldi does it a lot. She loves the word fags. Like, she calls me and Kyle a faggot. Mm-hmm. Anytime she's like, oh, shut up, faggot. You know, she's not calling us homosexuals.
Well, that's something that I think a lot of people don't understand. The English language is always evolving.
Yeah.
All language is always evolving. There's new words introduced all the time, whether they're considered slang words or actual legitimate
especially
words.
Especially in English.
And
yeah,
what the fuck is the difference, to be honest, between a slang word and a legitimate word? Either way, it's a new word.
And it means something, yeah.
But new words are being introduced all the time, and old words are gaining new meanings, either through common use or whatever. The word gay, once upon a time, meant joyful, happy.
Happy.
And then at some point, it came to mean that, but also gay, as in homosexual.
Yeah.
And then presumably it came from people disliking homosexuals, they would start using the word gay to basically mean shitty, lame, stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And presumably that's where it came from. So sure, it came from a bad place. But over time, it's just kind of become a thing, this word people use, and it means dumb.
Yeah.
So gay can now mean...
Oh, that's gay.
Happy.
Yep.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
Or dumb. And they're
absolutely
all legitimate uses of the word. And they're all separate uses of the word. Like if I said, this is retarded, but if I
right.
I met a depressed person, or no, a depressed homosexual, and I said, man, you're gay, and they were like, I'm not happy. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not even the same thing.
That's a good example.
There's two
no
different meanings
sense.
For that word, and you're just taking both of them?
Yeah.
You have to accept that the language evolves, and now gay can mean dumb. And you can tell from context what I mean. Like, if you come up to me and you say, I just fucked a dude in the ass, and I go, oh, man, that's gay, I probably mean that's homosexual.
Yeah.
But if you come up to me and you go, oh, man, I got a flat tire, and I say, oh, that's gay, I probably don't mean, oh, man, that wants to have sex with other ideas that are of the same gender. It's stupid. And the same thing with fag.
Yeah, fag and faggot.
Fag. Like, if I say, oh, man, don't be a fag, oh, man, don't be a homo. But what I probably mean, depending again on the context, is, oh, man, don't be lame.
Yeah.
It's the words evolve and you just have to go with it.
Basically, that's it. Yeah.
And words, offensive words are a problem for me anyway. Like swear words, fuck, shit, whatever.
Yeah. Goddamn.
They serve legitimate purposes within sentences. Like, you can say, I fucked this chick last night. And you mean, yeah, I had sex with this chick last night. It's the same thing, only for some reason when you say fucked, it's like 10 times worse.
Yeah, yeah.
You just used a different word, same sentence, all of a sudden it's a fucking problem. You can use it for emphasis like I just did. All of a sudden it's a fucking problem. That doesn't really mean anything. I'm just throwing it in there for emphasis.
Emphasis.
You can use it for all kinds of different purposes, none of which are truly all that offensive when you break them down, except maybe fuck you.
Yeah, obviously. That
go
means.
Fuck yourself. But like, if you're using it, like I said, like as a substitute for intercourse, or if you're using it as an exclamation, like you just hit yourself in the foot with a hammer, like fuck.
Yeah.
None of that's really offensive unless you just have this idea in your head that this word has some kind of magic power and is just inherently offensive. It's not like the word has always existed. You know, it's not like some part of the universe, you know, the fundamental rules of the universe, that this word is offensive. We made it up, and it's so stupid. Like, shit. Shit can mean poop.
Poop.
But if I say the word poop, it's okay. If I say the word crap, it's a little bit worse. If I say the word shit, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's, oh, man.
Yep.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And nigger. Nigger, I understand a little bit more because it has this history of, originally, and I'm kind of making this up because I haven't like looked it up or anything, but originally nigger comes from Negro, which comes from, I think, the Latin which
meaning.
I don't actually know the Latin word. Is it Negro? I don't know.
Negro. Yeah.
But it means black.
Yep.
So all nigger really is a slang version of black. And, you know, it was used by slave masters and racist white people. You know, people would shout nigger, nigger when they're lynching people. Yep. I can see how that's, you know, a painful history and obviously a negative history. But the word itself is just a word. If I, and you got to take things in context. If I were to walk up to you and say, you filthy nigger, that's offensive.
Yeah.
You can tell right off the bat that that's offensive. If I said, hey, what's up, my nigga? That's not offensive. But people will still take offense if it's coming from the wrong person.
Absolutely.
It's stupid.
It is stupid. It gives me a fucking headache trying to justify this, but I thought it'd be, you know, interesting to put ourselves in perspective with the right people, the people that could potentially be offended by the show.
Well, people don't fucking think, and that drives me crazy. Like, all I do, if I'm not in the middle of doing something else, actually, half the time if I am in the middle of doing something else, all I do all day is think. And I get the impression that a lot of people don't. That somehow their brain is just empty all day long. And they just don't, they never think. They have no inner monologue. They're not introspective in the least. And they just never think about anything. So these kind of things just never cross their mind. They just know nigger's a bad word, fuck's a bad word, shit's a bad word. And it's not cool to say that black people like fried chicken, because for some reason that's a bad thing. Even though liking fried chicken isn't even a bad thing at all. Even if it was completely untrue, no black people like fried chicken. And I was running around saying all black people love fried chicken. It's still not a bad thing. You like food. Who gives a shit?
It's a real test of the imagination to even try to comprehend where these people are coming from. But I guess, yeah, they know, they just don't think.
I think people basically just don't question what they're told. They it's the same thing with like religion.
Yeah.
A lot of these people who are religious, I'm sure a lot of them actually do question it, and they kind of have some kind of inner struggle within them, and they go to church with their family and stuff, and they're like, oh, geez, I don't even know if this makes sense, but they go,
yep.
And outwardly, they're very much all about it. But I think a lot of these people just never even question it. So, once upon a time, somebody told them that Jesus is magic,
yep.
And they just went with it, and they never questioned it.
Yep. It's just,
and that's insane,
socially
to me.
Acceptable routine, going to church every Sunday. It's in all the movies. You know, it's just societally acceptable.
I question everything. I just can't help it. That's just insane to me that you would just never stop to think, well, does that even make sense?
That is insane. And they are insane. They have to be.
And I understand, like, people change over time. Like, if in a way I was an entirely different person, not an entirely different person, but I was a much different person even as recently as high school. I'm 26 now. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, if you would ask me how I feel about homosexuals in high school, I probably would have said something along the lines of, well, I don't think they're bad people, and I don't think that they shouldn't have rights, but I think that there is something like biologically or mentally wrong with them, because it just doesn't make sense. I mean,
yeah,
the penis goes in the vagina. That's how we make babies. That's how it was intended. I was an atheist in high school, but for some reason I hadn't thought about it hard enough and realized that if I'm an atheist, I can't argue things from an intelligent design perspective. I can't say, obviously, this is what the penis is for. The penis isn't for anything. That's just kind of how it worked out.
That's how it worked
out. In fact, it's not even that great of a system. If you think about it, it's kind of sloppy. You got to put it in and take it out and put it in and take it out and put it in and take it out. And some people can't even do it.
You're killing me.
And we're so, if that was the point, if that was really the design, we've got it all ass backwards anyway, because people are always talking about, man, I can go for hours. Well, yeah. Isn't it more efficient to just do it right away? Like, I stick it in once and I go, and I'm like a social leper, but I should be praised, you know, that's what it's for. And I'm the best. I get the job done. Okay. Well, anyway, my point is I was a different person in a lot of ways as recently as high school. And so I understand, you know, people change their minds, people learn, and they develop. And so if you hold some retarded beliefs now, it's not really fair to write you off as a human being. But
yeah,
it's difficult not to when you hold beliefs that I think are so obviously stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel the same
in that way. Particular case, I was arguing things from the perspective of a design, like this, from, you know, biology as being an intentional thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the penis is for this. Well, you know, we have organs that barely do anything. Like, you can take your appendix out and be fine. We got two kidneys. You don't need two kidneys. You use them both, but you don't need them both. I mean, if it was a design, it wasn't designed that well. I mean, when you consider... when you consider that the creator is supposedly, like, all-powerful, omniscient, he's
created us in his image. That's
he's perfect. He's perfect. And he created us in his image, which is ridiculous, because does that mean that he has two legs and two arms?
Yeah, quoting
does
you.
Does he have a penis or a vagina? I mean, he created man first, so or at least when you're talking about Christians and Jews, he created man first. So I guess he created us in his image, and he created women in our image without the penis. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, quoting you from a KJ Sisko episode 4, we're not so fucking perfect.
Yeah, we're definitely not so fucking perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that you didn't find Aldi offensive or us, because you have issues if you do. You're insane, and I'm not sorry. I wish you well.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. I am not sorry in the least. This is not an apology.
Go Kyle's not sorry.
Not in the least. I just want to make it clear where we're coming from.
And I'm for sure Ollie's not sorry. That's the damn truth.
Yeah, she was listening to it today. She's not sorry for the things that she said, but
she's a little embarrassed.
She told me that if she was me, she would have punched her in the face. I thought it was hilarious. I hope you guys did too, because it's hard to say, because it's hard to be objective when you're dealing with somebody that's one of your friends.
Yeah,
obviously,
it's someone we know.
It's somebody we know, and she's wasted, and that's hilarious to us.
But from a third party perspective,
I think the things she was saying were genuinely funny, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
So I hope you liked it. If you didn't, fuck you, because it's, you know, a bonus episode anyway. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth, you fags.
And I want to touch base with what was supposedly supposed to be brought up last episode about the Obama thing.
Yeah,
heard about it.
We were basically just kind of feeding Aldi things to try to get her to say stuff.
Yeah.
We did want to talk about that story, but it obviously wasn't really going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen. But yeah, the Obama thing, when he was on Jay Leno, if you haven't heard about it, he's been bowling, you know, in the White House, and he bowled like a 37, and he said something like, "It was like I was in the Special Olympics."
Right.
And everybody just flipped the fuck out.
I wasn't watching, but if I had been, I probably would have laughed.
I would have laughed too, yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
That's funny. And it's just an offhand comment or whatever.
Yeah.
And on the one hand, it was kind of stupid for Obama to say that. He should have known better. He should have known it was a bad PR move.
He should have known what was going to happen.
But it's sad to me that he even has to worry about that.
Yeah, that's the thing that bugs me the most, is anytime someone in the public eye that's famous, well, especially the president, but anytime they say something that offends people, the lunatics, they have to, you know, go out and publicly apologize to the nation, the world, whatever, and pretty much just explain. And they're bullshitting. They just have to do it to satisfy all those fucking lunatics out there that take offense.
I don't blame him for apologizing. God. I understand why he did it.
He has to do
it. But it would have been so badass if he didn't. Or even better, if not only did he not apologize, but he actually brought it up again and said, "No, I'm not sorry. That was funny." I would have had so much more respect for him if he did that. But I absolutely understand why he felt like he had to apologize. It's a PR thing.
Yeah. And another thing that bothered me was they said he was attacking, you know, the people in the Special Olympics. It said something in there about that he was attacking their ability to be intellectual.
Well,
he was attacking, if he meant what I thought, if he was joking about it, he was joking about their physical capabilities or lack thereof.
I don't really
know.
Is the Special Olympics only for mentally challenged?
It's physically challenged and mentally challenged.
So some of these people are normal in the head.
Yeah, they're not retards.
But they just can't walk or whatever.
I can't believe it.
Well, a lot of them are retards. I don't know that much about the Special Olympics. Like, if you watch the movie The Ringer with
Johnny Knoxville.
He's trying to rig the Special Olympics. Everybody in that movie was supposed to be retarded.
Mentally retarded.
I didn't see anybody in there
degree.
That wasn't just that. I mean, that was just physically handicapped. So I don't know. But I assume that the reason everybody's defended is because he was making fun of retards. He was saying I bowl like a retard.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, everybody who's offended that I've heard of so far is offended on someone else's behalf. Like, they're not the people who are calling up the radio stations and writing to the newspaper and saying, "Oh, I can't believe he said that. Yeah. That's ridiculous." Are people who are not retarded and have not participated in the Special Olympics.
That's another thing, yeah.
If you asked somebody who participated in the Special Olympics what they thought about it, they might say something along the lines of, "Fish sticks." They don't care. They don't care. I guarantee you most of them do not care.
Yeah.
They're probably, if anything, they're probably just happy that the president's talking about the Special Olympics. The president of the United States just compared himself to you. That's kind of a compliment. He said he bowls as good or maybe worse than you do. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. But I thought I'd just bring that up because we didn't touch base on that at all, really.
Yeah, we kind of just skimmed over it because, like I said, we were just trying to feed Aldi things to get her to talk.
Yeah.
Fucking Black Obama.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she jumped right into that story. There was no setup.
I loved it.
But anyways, yeah.
Former Arkansas governor and Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee likened abortion to slavery in a Monday speech during a fundraiser for an anti-abortion group.
Aha.
Huckabee said that when it abolished slavery, the U.S. debated and decided it was immoral for one person to have complete life or death power over another. He said that should not change whether the control involves racial bigotry or a pregnant woman making a decision for her unborn child. So Mike Huckabee is saying that abortion and slavery are not the same, but they're in the same vein in terms of what the issue is. He's saying that when you're talking about owning slaves, you're talking about owning a person and having the rights to do with them what you will.
Yep.
You can make them work for you. You can kill them if you want.
Yep.
And he's saying it's the same when you're talking about abortion, because you've got a person here that you're claiming ownership of. You're claiming that you have all rights to this person and they have none. And you can kill them if you want. The problem with that is that he's talking about unborn babies. He's talking about abortion. And
we've touched base on abortion.
We've touched on this before. I don't want to go too in-depth in this because we've talked about this before. But the problem with what he's saying is that if you're doing abortion right, you're not talking about a human being. You're talking about a little cluster of shit that, if you leave it long enough, might become a human being, will probably become a human being, but is not one at the time.
Exactly.
Like, okay, if you're talking about slavery, you own a person. And this person, if you decided, I'm going to kill you, if you asked them first, is it cool if I kill you?
Yeah.
They would probably say no.
Yeah.
If you asked the clump of cells, is it cool if I kill you? They would not say shit. And not just because they're not developed. Not just because they haven't learned to talk, but because they do not have the capability of learning anything because they do not have a brain. That is not a person.
Yep.
They do not have rights. And the reason they do not have rights is because they're not a person.
Exactly.
It's a completely different issue. And
I think it's funny that he puts them both in the same, you know, streamline.
Hey, he says, what are we saying to the generation coming after us when we tell them that it's perfectly okay for one person to own another human being? That's really not the issue. When you're talking about getting an abortion, you're talking about ending an unwanted pregnancy. You're not talking about controlling another human being. He's got the issue all twisted. And the reason he's got the issue all twisted is because he's a conservative nut job.
Fuck yeah.
And he's got his magic mixed in with his politics. The man is a wizard. Only he doesn't realize that wizards aren't real. It's like he's playing a game of D&D, and nobody ever told him it was a game.
Yeah. My big argument about this was basically that they're not the same thing. And, well, for one, slavery gets shit done.
That's true. Slavery gets shit done.
It's not right, but it gets shit done. Abortion, on the other hand.
Nobody's ever tilled the fields with an unborn child, as far as I know.
Yeah, they're not the same thing. So that was my big argument. I didn't want to get, there's not much I really have to say about that other than that.
And it's not like,
he is a lunatic.
It's not like we're talking about whipping the unborn children because they've been bad. it's not a child. I hate even using that word, unborn baby, unborn children. It's not even a child.
It's
yet,
not even.
If you're doing it right. Now, we talked about that other abortion story before where it sounded to me like that actually was a baby, and I don't see how that's legal. And
yeah,
I don't know all the
laws.
That's
when you do it wrong.
I guess it was legal, and I have a problem with that. But and if that's what he's talking about, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, sure.
I agree, yeah.
But I have a feeling he's just talking about abortion, period. Yeah, and he's not making that distinction.
He's bringing the whole, like, even though it's a cluster of cells and shit and whatnot, it's conscious and it has a soul.
Man, the fucking soul.
The soul.
I will say sometimes, I will refer to the soul or the essence of a person. But when I say that, I don't mean it literally. Like, I don't mean that there is some kind of invisible, like, misty thing inside you somewhere that makes
that
you who you are.
Ultimately transcends into
and that, like, is
some other realm when you
is
die.
It's beyond your physical self. Your body is just a vessel for your magic thing.
I'm with you on that.
That's not what I mean. If I say the soul, I mean it in more of a figurative sense. I mean, like,
exactly.
Like, what makes me who I am, but it's not actually a thing that really exists.
Yeah.
It certainly didn't exist before I did, and it's not going to exist after I do.
Yeah, it's you. It's not like your brain, it's not your arm, you know, it's not a thing. It's just you, and it's not anything other than that. And people, you know, they'll talk about it and say it's you, but it's something else. It's a
they talk about it like it's an actual thing.
Yeah,
it's an organ. Like it's a real thing.
Yeah, it can leave the body. Yeah.
And if that's the case, what do they think your brain is doing?
Yeah. Right. What's the purpose of the brain?
It just regulates your circulatory system. That's all it's for. I don't,
amongst other things, but yeah, ultimately, it's just what are you thinking?
It's like if I say I feel something in my heart,
yes,
you feel
yes,
it deep
yes.
down in your heart, or I say
exactly,
I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. I do not actually mean from my heart,
from the organ.
That would make absolutely no sense.
Yeah,
like I mean,
I'd think you're crazy.
I mean this from the bottom of my blood
organ.
Pump.
My blood pump.
Seriously, I feel it in the muscle in my chest that pumps and makes blood course through my veins, delivering oxygen to the various extremities of my body. It doesn't make any sense because it's figurative. It doesn't actually mean your heart. Same thing with the soul, except that there's no actual physical analogous organ that is called the soul.
Yeah.
It's just completely made up.
Yeah, Huckabee obviously, he believes in magic, so.
He believes in magic. I almost don't even want to talk about this because it's so stupid, and it's an issue we've already kind of touched on.
That's right. I wanted to bring it up just because.
No, it's a good story. It's just that, like, I don't have anything else to say about
it's
this.
It's really funny.
I've already covered how I feel about abortion. Saying that abortion is like slavery is, it's like saying abortion is like the Holocaust. Like, they're not the same thing at all, but you could say, well, in the Holocaust, people were being killed because they were unwanted in that society. Well, when you have an abortion, you're killing a person because you don't want them. It's not the same thing, because as I've already said, well, for one thing, it's not the same thing because it's completely fucking different scale.
Absolutely, yes.
We're talking...
That's my big argument.
For another thing, this is probably kind of controversial, but if you, let's say you had a newborn baby, like a couple months old.
Yeah.
And you also had somebody in like their early 30s. And you told me, I have to kill one of these people. I have to.
Oh, no.
I have no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
I have to kill one of them. Who do I choose?
Yeah.
I could see people saying, well, this baby has its whole life ahead of itself. I mean, the person in their 30s, they've probably lived a relatively full life. I would kill the person in their 30s because, like I said, the baby's got its whole life ahead of itself. I would kill the baby. I would kill the baby without hesitation because the baby is barely a person. The baby has no experiences. It can't communicate. It has no idea what the fuck's going on. It's barely self-aware, if at all.
Yeah.
It's not even really a person. At that point, I do believe that a baby has basic human rights. Like, outside of this scenario where I'm being told I have to kill one of these two people.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, I would kill the baby, absolutely, because the 30-something-year-old person has a life, and they have experiences, and they want to go on living. The baby is barely even aware of the fact that it is living.
Yeah.
It's more or less worthless as a human being. It has potential, and I understand that, but the other person is already a person of value. So, I don't know. Like I said, that's probably a controversial statement.
I'm with you on that. Well said, good sir. Good form.
Well, I have a game.
You got a game. Yes.
I have a game I came up with that I want to play. I was perusing LiveJournal, and if you're not familiar with LiveJournal, it's just a blogging community. You can get your own journal on there, and a lot of people use it as a journal. They'll type shit about their day. Oh, some people will use it to post links to cool things they found on the internet.
But some people...
some people use it to write
awful
poetry.
Awful.
Awful poetry. So I went to a LiveJournal poetry community, and I found a bad poem. I don't know if that's fair because I don't really get poetry personally. I never really have. To me, poetry's always kind of been like song lyrics without music.
Yeah.
And
me and
a
Kyle
lot
stand,
of songs.
Yeah, on different.
Orion disagrees with me. Orion gets poetry better than I do.
I do.
But for me, poetry has always kind of been like song lyrics without music. And a lot of song lyrics, if you take them by themselves without the music, are fucking retarded. Or if they're not retarded, they're at least boring. And I'm talking about even songs that I like. Songs that I like a lot.
There is a lot of bad poetry. I can identify with poetry, but there is a lot of garbage out there. So
I don't know if it's fair for me to say, I don't know if it's fair for me to say this is bad poetry or not, because I don't really get poetry. But
chances are
even so, the game I came up with is called Bad LiveJournal Poetry Mad Libs.
Yes.
So I took this bad LiveJournal poem and
I haven't read it yet.
I took a bunch of the words out. If you're not familiar with Mad Libs, which you should be.
Yeah, holy shit.
It's this game where you'll have like a couple of paragraphs or something and a bunch of the words are missing. And one person will take the list of one person will take it, and they will go down the list of the words that need to be plugged in, and they're listed by type, like noun or verb or adverb, adjective, that kind of thing. And they'll go down the list and have the other person give them words without actually looking at the context. And then when you're done, you plug all the words in, you read it back, and it's usually funny. And a lot of times it's profane because it's usually played by children. And children don't think there's anything funnier than swear words and bodily functions.
Yeah. That's what I would put in.
So that's what I did. I took a bunch of words out of this poem and I labeled them all by what they are.
And should be great.
I'm going to have Orion give me a bunch of words and then I'm going to write them down. I'm going to have him read it back to me.
I'm ready for you when you are.
All right. Okay. Plural noun.
Plural noun. Ball sacks.
Noun.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Verb.
Rapes.
Plural noun.
Pterodactyls. What the fuck? This is going to be horrible. I am retarded.
Verb ending in ing.
Fucking. Yeah.
Noun.
Hell.
Adjective.
Magic.
Noun.
Bitch.
Verb ending in ing.
Contemplating.
Noun.
Penis. Oh, God.
Verb.
I'm going back into the, like the third grader.
Penis.
Verb?
Yep.
Verb. Through.
Verb ending in ES.
A verb? Okay. Ending in ES. Okay. Splooges.
Noun.
Bastard.
Adverb.
Adverb. Distinctively.
Verb.
Shuns.
Verb.
Another verb?
Yep.
Blows.
Verb past tense.
Verb past tense. Blue.
You like that word.
I'm thinking about the cock.
Noun.
A noun. Asshole.
I hope you can read this, because I'm going to make you read it back.
That's fine, if I can't.
Verb.
Another verb. Cock slaps.
Another verb.
Bite.
And a verb past tense.
Nibbled.
Okay.
All right.
That's all of them.
Okay, let's see how we did.
Read it back to us.
All right, here we go. Ball sacks would break free of our Jesus Christ. It ought to be best to rape on after our pterodactyls cannot take much fucking nor hell. Such magic bitch this play has been, like a pot of contemplating penis. We let it throw. It splooges to a boil. Bastard emerges distinctively. I'm not ashamed to shun my mistakes. I only blow in fear of rejection.
I only blow in fear of rejection. I think that's true of a lot of girls.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It was fierce as we got blue on the road. We take turns on the asshole as we got farther. We never stopped to cock slap or bite at all. We just nibbled on to see what comes next.
Very nice. Bravo.
Now that I only blow in fear of rejection.
Now that I heard it back. When you said blue, I should have changed it to blown. I wasn't thinking.
No, that's fine. It can get fucked up a little. That's my favorite. I only blow in fear of rejection. That's right.
That is probably the best part. I wish I had had time to make another one of those, because I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, shit. We didn't have enough time. But next time, I'm going to do it to you.
You should. Yeah, do it to
and
me.
And I think I'll go out and find one, if you show me where this...
Sure. Yeah. Oh, it's real. Journal. It's real easy to real find easy. Poetry oh, on LiveJournal.
I bet.
Oh, what and, was I thinking? Can I see that paper for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
And just to give credit where credit is due, that comes from a poem by a LiveJournal user known as X Heaven Is Here X. Go figure.
Fuck. Go figure. Well, thanks, Kyle. That was fun.
Yeah. I'd like to do more games on the show.
I like games. That's
if
cool.
You have, if you, the listeners, have any ideas for games you'd like us to play.
Not with each other.
Well, yeah, with
unless
each other.
Unless you got money involved.
Is that supposed to be dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, drop us a line, you know? Send us an email, send us a comment, leave us a voicemail, let us know what kind of games we should play.
Yeah, and we got good news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you've been kind of intimidated by the length of our URL... I didn't even mean that to be like that. Anyway, if you've been kind of intimidated by the length of our URL...
Oh, no.
Maybe you've wanted to tell friends about the site, but you were afraid they wouldn't be able to remember it.
Yeah, that seems to be a big problem.
Or it's hard to write all that down.
Yeah.
Well, we just registered ijhatt.com.
Ijhat.com.
Yes.
And it points to the exact same website. So if that's somehow easier for you, use that.
Then it won't be, you know, so hard for your friends to remember if you want to tell people about us.
And we don't have them yet, but part of the reason I wanted to register that was because we're thinking about making stickers.
Yeah.
And it's not because, obviously it's kind of stupid for us to start trying to sell merch. I mean, we don't have that many listeners yet, and I highly doubt most of the ones we have would buy shit from us.
The whole point of this is to have listeners, so we like to promote ourselves. You know, there's no harm in that.
Yeah, so the idea is we're going to get stickers with our logo and our website on it.
Yep.
And we're going to offer them for free. If you would like, say, I don't know, 5 free stickers.
Whatever.
Send us your address and we'll email them to you. Like I said, we don't have them yet. We'll let you know when we do. But the only thing we ask is that you use them to help promote the show in some way.
That would be appreciated greatly.
Put them in a public place or put them in some place where people will see it. Like if you go to school, put it on your bag or whatever. Put it on your car, whatever. Put it on a telephone pole. or hand them out to somebody else and tell them about the show.
Yeah.
That's all we ask, is that you use them to somehow promote the show, because that's the whole point.
And if you're feeling delinquent and you're at a bar or some shit, bring a Sharpie along and write down the website, like in the bathroom stall or something.
Yeah, we could really use help promoting the site. I mean, I'm doing everything I can think of to promote the show, but the best promotion is word of mouth. If you have friends who you think might be interested in the show, let them know. Let them know about it.
And another thing about promoting and, you know, acquiring more listeners, we'd like some input, you know? A little input, you know, don't hurt anybody.
Yeah, we really would like, we really haven't gotten any emails at all. And, you know, I don't want to whine or anything.
Dude, hold on. You know what? I almost forgot. Hey, Aileen, if you're listening. You crazy bitch. You're not really a bitch. I'm sorry. I just said we were going to make fun of Aileen in a comment the next episode. And she said, you don't have the guts, Orion. So,
Oh, yeah? Well, Aileen, you're a duty head. What do you think of that? Huh? You're a big fat duty head.
Duty head.
I bet you have duty all over your head. Stupid.
You know that ad lib quote? I dedicate that to you, Aileen.
Oh, shit. What did it say again?
Oh, you got it.
Aileen only blows in fear of rejection.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Just kidding, Aileen.
Just kidding. Fuck.
Yeah. I don't really want to alienate her. But again, this actually goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning of the podcast. If Aileen is truly offended by anything we just said,
exactly,
then I guess I'd rather she stop listening anyway, because fuck you.
Yeah, you're wasting your own fucking time.
So, yeah, you're wasting your own
time. Yeah, I don't think she's offended. She's a team player.
Well, that was a ramble about nothing. But yeah, we really would appreciate your input. We love getting voicemails. We love getting emails. We've really hardly gotten any emails at all. The few that we have gotten were from people we actually know in real life, which is cool. I totally appreciate that.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
But I would love some input from some of the listeners that we don't actually know in real life.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. We've been getting comments, and that's cool. But I would love something a little more substantial, you know, something instead of like, great show, or this show kind of disappointed me.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Send in some of your actual thoughts about what we talked about. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think my views on abortion or racism, prejudice?
Sexy?
Do you think my voice is sexy, ladies?
Yeah.
Send in anything.
I know I sound like a reason.
Send in pictures of yourself naked.
Hey.
Unless you're underage.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Or a dude. No peen pictures.
Yeah, I'm not big into the peeing.
Unless it's Golden really showers. Impressive.
That's true. He's got a good point. But yeah, if you do send a nude photo, I will reward you with a nude photo of Kyle.
He does
not. I'll get him nice and drunk and then strip him naked.
I've never been so drunk that I've gotten naked. It's not going to happen. I have a thing about that. I don't get naked unless I have to.
All right.
If I could somehow shower with my clothes on and not have it be all uncomfortable and ineffective, I would probably do it.
I could make it black and white.
That's not going to help.
All right, I'll send you a picture of my penis.
Fair enough.
I know you're dying to see it.
All right. Well, we're just kind of rambling at this point, so we're just kind of meandering from nothing to nothing. So I guess it's time to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
As always, send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Send us a voicemail. We absolutely love getting your voicemails because it gives us something to play on the show, something to talk about.
Hell yeah.
616-328-5581. Once again, that's 616-328-5581. I don't know what I was doing there.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll check you next week.
Oh, and check us out on Twitter.
Twitter.
If you want to. I really don't get Twitter, but I was told to get one, so we did. Anyway, yeah, check us out next week.
Next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, baby.
Bye.
Bye.